It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Yes, it is a Fractious Friday, and it's a Fab Four Friday. And the Beatles' Abbey Road album is 50 years old today. So that's what we're going to use for our music in and out today, is a little Abbey Road come together, something, Maxwell Silver Hammer, Oh Darling, Octopus's Garden, I Want You, She's So Heavy, Here Comes the Sun, Because, and a few other ones will sneak in here. It is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, and the show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and they open their doors on Tuesday, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital. And so those are our sponsors. And today, our guest in, well, it was scheduled to be in studio, but when you're the mayor and you get a full plate, you call in and go, can we do this over the phone so I don't have to drive an hour down and an hour back? And when you're the radio host, you say, absolutely. Jen Miles from Kingman, the mayor of Kingman, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking me to be on today.
Oh, well, you have a busy weekend in Kingman, so you belong on the radio.
Thank you. Yes, this is the opportunity to promote our Andy Devine Days Festival and the rodeos that are going on this weekend. There is so much happening. There is really something for everyone.
Okay, well, today you're the marketing director for Kingman, so you can tell us all about, let's start with Andy Devine Days, but first you got to tell us who Andy Devine was.
Well, oh my goodness, I hope that everybody knows that Andy Devine was a Kingman native associated with the Beale Hotel here on Beale Street, and that he was very famous in Hollywood for being a sidekick to many Western actors. And he had a very, very distinctive voice that was, I understand, created by an actual injury to his larynx when he was a young man. But it certainly gave him a great career in Hollywood. And we just honor him. He had a great talent and a sense of humor, and his family has been back to Kingman when we've had Andy Devine Days before, and been a grandmaster. His grandson was grandmaster of one of our parades. And
oh,
so we just really like to celebrate that history and that individual who was very well known, but certainly a part of the Kingman history.
Now, in Bullhead City, we have a city channel called Channel 4. Do you guys have a city channel up there?
Yes, we do.
Are you playing Andy Devine movies?
No, I don't think we are. Doggone it, that's a good idea. I think we're sticking to our replay of, you know, meetings and then some music, and but I guess I'm going to just have to suggest that for next year.
To find some Andy Devine movies when they're at Walmart in the $5 aisle.
And, exactly.
Yeah, and have those ready for this weekend.
I'm sure we could round them up.
Oh, yeah, it would be fun. So put that on your to-do list.
It's a big weekend for us, and we celebrate Andy Devine. We also celebrate Route 66 because a large component of this, there are cars, there are classic cars, there's live music, there are vendors, there's so many activities for the family and for children. We've got bounce houses and bungee. I don't even know what they do with bungees, but just lots of family-oriented activities that will keep people, I hope, very occupied and happy. They call them fun zones. There's a mechanical bull, a rock climbing wall, laser tag. I mean, if you want to have fun this weekend, just be in Kingman downtown.
And then you also have a parade.
And or the rodeo, because a lot of people enjoy celebrating the Western heritage and our rodeos. And those are going on Saturday and Sunday also.
And you have a parade also, right?
Now, the big parade is at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and I think we have 60 or 70 entries. And, yes, there's a parade right down Beale Street and around the downtown area. And people just line up, and of course, as the city officials will be in it, but just a lot of fun floats and organizations that are going to be going down through the streets and saying hello to everybody that's here.
And the parade kicks off at 10 o'clock, right?
That's a good start. That's a good kickoff if you aren't already here, because there are actually vendor events and like tonight, music in the streets. But the parade is at 10 o'clock, and it goes, I think it's scheduled from 10 to 12. And after that, there's still more activities. I think there's a human strength tractor pull at 2 o'clock, and we're going to have teams of people pulling a 2-ton tractor. And
what team are you on?
They didn't engage me in that particular activity.
I bet you're so disappointed.
Not really. I think that I'm going to leave that to people who are a lot stronger than I am. I will tell you something, though. Later in October, we have so many events this time of year, but we're having street drags in October, and perhaps I'll be on to talk about those. But they did ask me to actually compete in one of what they call the celebrity contest. I think it's among the mayors.
Oh, good. Good.
And I may actually, I said, how do I do that? They said, we'll give you a car and a helmet. I said, oh, thank you. But anyway, for these, I'll let others do the heavy lifting, if
there you
will,
go.
Because these tractors are—I don't even know how they do it.
Right, and that—but you said the mayor. So does that mean Tom Brady's going to be up there too?
I haven't been told who's going to do it. They just mentioned to me that these invitations will be sent, and I went ahead and said, probably be the most gracious loser they ever had in the street drag.
Now think positive now. You have to think positive.
Yeah, my city manager said, Mayor, knowing you, I think you'll win.
Yeah, exactly.
Metal to the metal.
Exactly. All right. So, and then what time is the tractor pull tomorrow? Do you have an idea?
2 o'clock.
I think 2 o'clock. Wow, that's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun to watch.
I think that will be fun to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds amazing to me.
And then they have bands all day long playing too.
Yes, we have, and we have some bands from starting tonight, I think, at 7, from Nashville.
Oh, wow.
And so we have some really nice talent that's coming to participate. And yep, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that's fantastic. And then you have a rodeo at the same time?
Yes, the Kingsmen here have arranged to do a let's see, what do they call it? A pro. It's a grand. I'm not going to get the name right, but a Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo.
Wow!
On Saturday, and I think it's at 6 p.m. And so that's going on, and that's at the fairgrounds. So anybody can get more information about this by going to the website at www.AndyDevineDaysFestival.com, or you can call the City of Kingman Visitor Center today at 928-753-6106. I had that ready to tell you.
Perfect.
Yeah, because anybody has questions, we certainly want them to know what's going on and hopefully come and join us.
Well, I think it's going to be a great day and evening, so I think everyone in Kingman is going to be very, very busy come tomorrow.
Oh, even starting today, the streets are already, you know, the streets get blocked off so that it's easy for pedestrians and vendors to, and entertainment and all of these events to take place. It's a very exciting weekend.
Wow. And then you guys do these things all the time. And I do, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had a couple of young ladies on the show that were from Mojave Valley in Fort Mojave that are into the 4-H. And they were coming to Kingman for a competition. Now, they're going to pop back in here in about a half an hour. They're going to tell me how they did. But they were going to Kingman for a 4-H competition at the fairgrounds. So with the fairgrounds right smack in the middle of your town, it stays busy sometimes.
It does keep a lot of activities occurring, and we're very grateful for that, yes. And I'm sure that they were here probably for the county fair. There was a lot of competition. That was just recently that we had the Mojave County Fair here.
Right.
And so there were many events there, for a lot of competition being judged, and 4-H is very, very popular.
And then I think you have a gun show at the fair on the 12th and 13th at the fairgrounds.
That could be. I'm not as familiar with that, but I know that they have them periodically, so yes.
Yeah,
okay, this is one of those GoKingman.com, the calendar of all the events that keep going here, because we have Oktoberfest, we have the street drags, all of those things are coming up, and like you said, there's always something going on in Kingman, and especially this time of year when the weather's nice and you know, this fall is just such a good time to get out and enjoy activities here.
Well, and that's half of it. The weather is just perfect right now in Kingman. You know, what are you in the mid-70s?
Yeah.
During the day? Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, you might so even need a sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might have a little wind, I understand. But, you know, when I moved to Kingman 27 years ago, I just adopted the mantra, I love wind, kind of like the ocean, but just dry.
Yeah, you just have to put up with it. So, I mean, you can't do anything about it.
So. Yeah, that's right, when it comes. But it's not. It's certainly not bad. Today is just totally beautiful, and we've had a beautiful week.
Yeah, and it has been here, too. We're supposed to get some winds tomorrow. We have our big Oktoberfest in our community park tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And
yes,
that's supposed to be winds in the 20s, and so that might deter a few people. But, you know, most people that live here any length of time, and like in Kingman also, and Havasu, too, the wind just blows.
Right.
You just go around it. You just deal with it, you know. It doesn't slow anybody down.
That's been wear a hat while. With a strap so it
exactly.
doesn't blow off your head.
Yeah, and nobody can see your hair a mess.
That's exactly right. I'm thinking of that for the parade tomorrow.
Exactly. So, all right, Mayor, let us take a break here, and we'll come back in just a moment, and we'll visit a little bit more with Mayor Jen Miles from Kingman.
Thank you.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
And we're back on Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and the program is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, The Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bullhead Vape, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. And starting Monday, we have Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital. And by the way, they open their doors Tuesday, 4 o'clock. It's going to be a huge ribbon cutting, and you should be there. It's on Landon. You can't miss it. The brand-new building, it's as big as a hospital. Imagine that. So we're back on the air with Jen Miles, the mayor of Kingman. And I was in Kingman the other day, and I saw these political signs, vote yes for something for Kingman. What is that about?
I imagine that what you were seeing, Larry, were the signs for vote yes on the school bond.
Oh, okay.
That will be, it's a school bond that I think is going to be a write-in type of ballot measure in November.
Ah.
And so the school has decided to, or the school district is going out for a $35 or $36 million bond to do a number of things. And that's really not associated with the city per se, but it certainly impacts the city. And so I think the proceeds from that bond, if it passed, would be to we have a beautiful historic school, elementary school called Palo Christi downtown, and it would restore that school. They would use it to buy some school buses, and I think they are also going to use it to repair and extend air conditioning systems in the schools. So those, I think those are the major areas they're looking at, and so they've started putting signs up for that.
Well, good, because as we know, our schools never have enough money. There's always something that has to be fixed, and in this case, when you want to restore a historic school, that's not cheap.
It is not cheap, I'm sure, and but it is a beautiful old school. I've toured it. It has the most beautiful location downtown. It's surrounded by, really beautiful hills and rim rock, and I think their plan is to transform it into some type of. I'm not positive. I'm not going to go on record here but it would be for preschool, I think, or for some, they have dedicated uses that they would utilize this school for, and then it would free up space in the other elementary schools to extend some programs.
That's good,
so,
because too many times.
Yeah, Kingman, we get, it is the old adage that the schools do always need funding, and especially in growing populations.
Right, and the last thing you want is overpacked classrooms, because then they're not getting the education. They can be too noisy, and if a teacher's got 28 kids or 29 or 30, you got 5% that might need extra attention, and so you got to keep those numbers down around 24 or 23.
Well, that is a really major concern, and
yeah,
not just our schools, but I think all of the schools probably in our region, because I have heard that they really are more than full.
Yeah, they're getting overpacked.
And I can't even imagine. My heart goes to all of these wonderful teachers whose dedication to teaching and to these students is
It's a real passion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jen, what else is going on with the City of Kingman? What's the big things on your plate as the City Council meets?
Well, I think that we have some really exciting things that are going on, and I think I talk about this probably every time that we do talk.
Well, that's good.
But but the infrastructure development and our interchange development is really moving forward, and in particular, the thing that's probably going to come to the forefront. It has come to the forefront. Is the Kingman Crossing interchange.
Right, that's the one east of town, right?
Pardon?
That's east of Kingman out on I-40.
It is.
Yep.
Actually, there are two interchange projects, which we call the I-11 East Kingman Connection Project. Kingman Crossing is the one that is very close to what we call the new hospital. But it's not that new anymore, but
right. It's
out east of Kingman. And then beyond that, about a mile and a quarter, a mile and a half, is what we call Rancho Santa Fe Interchange. And that is the interchange that connects directly to our airport and industrial park. It will have a boulevard, the Rancho Santa Fe Boulevard, that connects directly into our industrial park, which will open up between these interchanges, we're going to open 4,000 acres of developable land for commercial, industrial, residential development. So it's a really exciting time. And so at the next City Council meeting, which is on Tuesday, October 1st, our order of business really does include the discussion of the Kingman Crossing Development Agreement. And we are bringing that public now. It is online. And the development agreement itself, for the first time, is published. This has been in negotiation now for a long, long time.
Wow.
And we've had to do it, of course, as part of what we call the executive sessions, because it was a negotiation.
Right.
And so, but now that phase, at the last meeting, we informed the public that, and through a vote, that we intended to enter into a development agreement with what's called KX Ventures, which is a developer associated with Kingman Regional Medical Center. And so this agreement is online. People can look at it. They can see, you know, exactly what the terms and conditions are. And this will be coming forth, and we'll be discussing it. But this is such great progress, because we're finally ready to enter into this agreement. And we've also been working with ADOT, and they are very supportive, and they're working with us on the both interchanges, so that when we get these agreements in place and we can get the intergovernmental agency agreements with ADOT, we will be ready to move forward in the actual implementation of the agreements. And now for Kingman Crossing, as I said, that's coming forth this Tuesday. Rancho Santa Fe, we're not ready to bring that one forth yet. Actually, we're waiting on the private sector partners to reach their terms and conditions and come to the city with their application. But that's all moving. I understand that's moving very positively.
So, and this is all great news for Kingman.
About Rancho, and I'll just go ahead and mention it. We, at the last City Council meeting, the council approved the completion of the last 5% of the engineering and design of the Rancho Santa Fe interchange in that project, which is so that when we do reach the agreement phase and sign off on the development agreement, we're virtually ready to move on that, because we will have the engineering in place. We will have the environmental studies already done. So there's been so much work put into each of these projects that we're really excited now that we are it's coming to fruition, and it lays the groundwork for this city to really have positive job creation and retail development and foundation for the future type of stuff. So we're excited, very excited about these coming to fruition.
Well, they're all positive things for a city, and positive growth brings more tax dollars and more things that can be done in the community and more events like Andy Devine Days and rodeos and everything else.
Well, that's true. I should mention that last in August, we did get the applied economic study that showed the economic impact of the airport and industrial park, and not just on Kingman, but on Mojave County, because the jobs and the direct and indirect impacts are all stemming from this this park and airport, and that report showed a huge the direct and indirect contributions were exceeded like rather than just wing it here, I'm going to pull it up here and take a look at it.
All right.
The economic impacts, and this is on our website. It can be reached on the website. Economic impacts of the Kingman Municipal Airport and Industrial Park. This is a big number. Kingman Municipal Airport and Industrial Park combined created a total economic impact of $574.3 million in Kingman and Mojave County in fiscal year 18.
Wow.
So that's why it's so important that we are really increasing the access to that airport and industrial park, because that number is just going to continue to really grow as we have more industrial development there, as we open up as a city. We have 1,400 acres alone just in phase two of our airport and industrial park.
Well, and to get this accomplished, you had to work also with Regina Cobb and with Sonny
and
work with all of them, because this had to be a part of the state budget, didn't it?
Well, you have brought up a wonderful point there, because yes, because of the work of I have to call out Representative Cobb, because she was the head of the Appropriations Committee, but also with the full support of Senator Borelli, the state awarded $20 million in this past budget, for the building of Rancho Santa Fe Interchange.
Yeah, all three.
That is a real public-private partnership agreement, and when it is finally comes to full fruition, it will be a partnership with the state, with their $20 million, with the city, and with private sector partners' contributions, so that it is a public-private partnership, but the public part includes the city and includes the state. And I can't tell you how much that means. That was a lot of work that went into securing that. And we are grateful for the support of Senator Borelli, but the strong advocacy of Representative Cobb to make that happen.
And Leo was in there, too, helping with it. So.
Oh, and yeah.
All three of our...
Succi was definitely... We have a great team there, and they've been working for us in a number of ways, but this was a highly significant... makes the difference. It was certainly will make or break this whole to have this thing expedited and done.
Well, and I hope our listeners appreciate, when you're trying to work with the state, the city, and all the private partners along there, that there's a lot of meetings that go on and on and on and on, and there's a lot of T's to cross and a lot of I's to dot.
You know, the number of people it takes to really pull together these they're complex and sophisticated agreements, and it takes a whole team of people working at multiple levels. And you know, as you mentioned, you've got state, our legislator in the political realm. You've got ADOT, the government entities that have a hand in this. You've got our city. You've got the private sector partners. And so you've got to pull all these pieces together, and that's what's happening. And we're just so thrilled about it.
All right, Jen, let us take a little break, and we're going to come back and visit a little bit more with Kingman Mayor Jen Miles.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family-owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City.
Warm Sea is listening to our community. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center heard the call for more primary care doctors, and yes, that's me. Hello, I'm Dr. Ludon Simmons, and I'm here to care for you and your family. I'm here to help you with your health needs at Silver Creek Family Practice on the Bullhead Parkway. Warm Sea is bringing more doctors to serve you locally and keep you close to home. Call us today at 763-2273. That's 763-CARE. And we do at Warm Sea.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Varin Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Varin Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Varin Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Varin Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
With machines making everything these days, craftsmen are becoming a thing of the past. And those machine-made things don't last. Walt Kiza at the Upholstery Shop in Bullhead City is a master craftsman, applying his trade on behalf of businesses large and small. Casinos to coffee shops, people trust Walt Kiza. Friends and neighbors use Walt Kiza. Car, truck, and boat owners use Walt Kiza. Order your custom boat cover now from the Upholstery Shop before the weather gets to those seats. But if it does, use Walt Kiza. The Upholstery Shop, Highway 95 and Turquoise, across from Carl's in Bullhead City.
We're back on Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall.
I'd like to be.
And it's a Fab Four Fractious Friday. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and our program is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, The Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bullhead Vape, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Perkins Family Restaurant, and starting Monday, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital. And that's going to be a specialized hospital, and they open their doors on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. All right, we're on the phone with Jen Miles, the mayor of Kingman, and I'm sure everyone is a little sad in Kingman because your chief of police, Bob DeFries, has decided to retire in April.
Larry, I just don't want to talk about that. I'm in denial. No, I really am very sad to see him retire because he's an exceptional leader for our police department. And just recently, our city police department was awarded accreditation from the state accrediting body for excellence in the services that they provide above and beyond. And the thing about Chief DeVries is I know that he was so instrumental working in the state level as well as our local level, but working with the state level with a lot of colleagues there and even creating that system of accreditation so that standards are set so that, we promote and advocate excellence in all of our police departments. So he's just a champion for our city. He's done so much work, and I wanted to acknowledge that we have what's called the Andy Awards that our Chamber of Commerce promotes every year and accepts applications. And this past Monday, we had the award dinner, and Chief DeVries actually won two Andy Awards, recognizing him for his public service and also as a lifetime achiever.
Wow.
And I was really glad to be there and assist in handing out those awards. There is no one that I could imagine that is more more deserving than Chief DeVries.
Well,
yeah, it's a wonderful recognition. It's not enough. He just needs to stay with us. That's what I think.
Yeah. I sit on a committee with Bob and the MSTEP committee, which is Mojave
yes.
Substance Education Prevention Partnership, which is a countywide coalition. And, you know, I remember when they were first talking about Narcan and the first and it's funny because the Phoenix News thinks that they're always first at stuff down there in the valley, but the very first police department in the state of Arizona to carry Narcan in their vehicles, which meant their officers had to be trained, they had to know exactly how it works. This is a medical procedure, and officers are carrying this in their cars. And Bob was the first one to step up and say, my police department will do this, you know, and get them trained, get the equipment in the vehicles. And I believe when the last time I talked to him, he was on the air with me here a few weeks ago, I think he's recorded up to 4 or 5 saves from carrying that Narcan
yes,
in the patrol cars.
That's correct. People's
you know.
Lives are being saved. And that's the type of leader he is. And he's also got such compassion and empathy, and I think that's part of what makes him a great leader. And so he would see that as something that they can do because we just have an extraordinarily
yeah.
great department. But to go that step so that he could save lives is just the type, it's just illustrative of who he is.
Yeah, that's 5 people walking around your town that owe him because he made
yes.
the decision to kick this off and implement it and save lives.
Yeah. Yes. I keep asking him to stay, but he seems to really think he's going to go.
Well, and he's got 2 great assistant chiefs that either one of them can step
yes,
into his
he
shoes.
Does.
And
he does.
So,
as I say, we have a strong department. We are very fortunate in that regard. We have wonderful protective services in Kingman, and they've both been honored and recognized by state and national level achievements.
Yep.
And I think it's part of what makes living in Kingman so delightful. And so we have to always fully support our protective services.
I believe that too.
And so we have a strong one, but I'll tell you. People like Chief DeVries. I wish I could clone him.
All right, Jen, is there anything else you want to talk about? We got about another minute here.
Well, I'm not sure that there's something that I want to talk about so much as just thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity that you give me and Josh Noble and Chief DeVries and all of the people from throughout the region.
Oh, yeah.
Share what's going on in our communities.
Well, and that's our job as a radio station is to share this information. I've had Ryan Frewerth on, and he's like a Bible when it comes to all the sports events in Kingman. And, I mean.
Well, it keeps everybody kind of aware and informed, and that, I think, keeps us together, keeps us better able to collaborate and understand.
Yep,
you know,
and everyone's thinking outside
the
box.
We're all in this together.
Yep, and everybody is in it together. The whole county and the 3 mayors get together all the time and talk about what's
yeah.
going on in their communities and what problems and what solutions they've found. And so it's we've got a great county and 3 great cities that work together and team up on stuff. And I'm so proud of everybody.
Thank you. I am too.
So thank you, Mayor, and we're going to do this again soon.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Have
You're
a great
welcome.
Day.
You too.
Bye.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different sized barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
Vaping eliminated Tim's 40-year smoking habit, and with his wife, Cody, they're letting our community know vaping works and changes lives. Bullhead Vape is a friendly and comfortable environment where you're taken care of, and they know just how to get you set up and going. Bullhead Vape Shop hosts an unparalleled selection of e-liquid, incredible hardware, customer loyalty punch card, and daily specials. Two awesome locations open between, well, let's say between 10-ish and 7-ish. Across from Maverick on the 95 in Fort Mojave, and across from Coyote Cafe on the 95 Bullhead City. Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair is a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.91 plus Freon. Brake jobs only $139.95. And tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes, or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Oh, boy, did we get some great sunrises and sunsets in Mojave County, Laughlin. I'll tell you. I often think about this song. Hey, this is Speak Out 2.0, brought to you every day by Perkins Family Restaurant, where you can have a breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Plus, you can always take home a pie or some muffins or some cookies, the chocolate chip cookies. You put a pop in the microwave for about 4 seconds. That, oh, gosh, they're so good. And they have brownies, too. And great food. Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City. They have physical therapists, occupational and speech therapy. And those are for people that need to be in the facility for a week or two, you know, before they get released and get back to normal. Skilled nursing facility for those family members that need 24-hour care. Take a tour sometime of Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Bullhead Vape. They've opened their doors so that you can close the door to cigarette smoking. You can put smoking out of your habits. Talk to them. They got 160 quality liquids and all the hardware. They're right across the street from Coyote Cafe in Bullhead City. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where everyone bought trees. 1,800 trees went like that. I mean, went really fast. They didn't think that was going to happen. They thought, you know, they had people lined up for another week or so to sell those, and boy, everybody snatched them up. But remember the date. November the 9th, because that's the day you have to pick up your trees at City Hall. We'll tell you more as we get closer and closer. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you've got bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites or bees and you don't want them at your house, you call Barron's and they will come out and spray, and then they come back the next month and spray again, and you never see those critters back. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where they've got that new Palisade, which is as big as a Sequoia. It's as big as a Tahoe. It's huge, and you can order one, and you can't pay more than $60,000 for it. That's amazing. Then we have Grand Liquidations. They have the big box items at Bullhead City prices. So if you want to see a selection of items that have been maybe discontinued or they changed the model or something like that, and you want to buy them really, really cheap, you want to go to Grand Liquidations in Bullhead. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, where, of course, they can repair your transmission. It's part of their name. But they can take care of your AC or a tune-up or a brake job or oil change. You name it. They can do it. They put a whole new motor in your car. They can do it all. The Caring Crew. Oh, and by the way, ATCO Transmission is right behind Hobby Lobby, the two blue buildings up on the hill. The Caring Crew, they take care of you and your home. If you're homebound and you need somebody to, take out the trash, someone to pick up your mail, pick up a prescription, maybe go grocery shopping for you, you call the Caring Crew because they can take care of that for you. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, with four brand new doctors to serve you and take care of you. And I think I have one on the show next week. We're going to have one of the doctors in studios talking about their what they can do for you and your family. Yes, that's the Fab Four. The Beatle album, Abbey Road, 50 years old today. And a couple other birthdays, Keith Sondergroff, he hits, I'm not going to tell you, he's 30 years older than the album, okay? He was 30 when this album came out today. And my sister, Sherry, in Cambria Pines, California, she's not listening, but I still have to say happy birthday to my sister, Sherry. I just talked to her before I came on the air today, and she's having a delightful day. And so that's always exciting. I'm supposed to have two young ladies in the studio. This should be popping in any second here. So while I'm waiting for them to tell us how they did in the competition with the 4-H, I want to tell you that there is a ribbon cutting today in Laughlin at 4 o'clock, and it's 4 to 6. It's at 220 Tours, and 220 Tours stands for second to none. That's 220, second to none. If you ever want to rent one of those slingshots, you've seen them that look like a little Batmobile almost when you see them go down the road. You think the guy, the driver, is sitting about 2 seconds, 2 inches above the asphalt. He probably is. But they rent those, and they're in the parking lot of Harrah's up on the hill, not down in the casino parking lot, but up on the hill where the gas station is and the little market. And that's going to happen today from 2 to 4, so check that out. Of course, we talked all about Andy Devine Days with Mayor Jen Miles, and she's doing just great, and so that was good. And so we get they got a kid zone, they got the parade, they got the car show, and everything happening in Kingman. And then we have also tomorrow in Chloride, they have the all day yard sale, and so that's going to go on all day in Chloride all day tomorrow. And then, of course, don't forget Oktoberfest in the Bullhead Community Park from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And that's going to happen all day tomorrow. I'm going to be there at 6 a.m. to help start setting up and probably get home about 11 o'clock tomorrow night. But that is a big deal, and we want to tell you about that. But now we want our two guests to introduce themselves. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
You're back. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who we have?
Zandri.
Cotry.
And you two went to Kingman and competed.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go?
It was very interesting, and this year it was kind of better than last year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did you do? Do I need a drum roll? I don't have one, but...
Yeah. for dog, I did a lot better than I thought I was going to because it was my first year in dog.
Oh.
And in horse, I competed against another 4-H member who rides just as well as I do and also has a really nice horse to ride.
Ah.
And I got two blues out of six classes, and then I got four reds.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fantastic. I'm excited for you. You should be very proud of yourself. And then how did you do?
Went pretty well.
Yeah?
Dog, I got second place, and then horse,
wow.
It was...
You got
first place in the horse show.
Sixth place
in Gymkhana.
What's Gymkhana?
Barrel racing, pole bending.
And you're riding the horse at all that time, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So that's a challenge, isn't it? To do that. But you practice. You have, how long have you been doing this again?
4 years.
4 years. So you're a pro. Yeah. And how long have you been doing it?
I've been in 4-H for 2 years, going on my third, so.
Okay. All right. So you guys are pros at this. So first place, you got to feel pretty good too, huh? Yeah. Yeah. And then did the horse pass away later?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I remember seeing that on Facebook. So that's sad. But the horse did good, right? Yeah. And the rider, you get a lot of credit too, huh? Yeah. Because you can't forget those riders that are riding horses, you know. They also do a great job. So, well, ladies, I'm so glad. You got a ton of notes. Is there something else you wanted to talk about?
No, I just kind of wrote down because I remember we talked about clubs.
4-H enrollment.
Yeah, and then enrollment and things that we had to do for enrollment. So,
you can give them our numbers.
Yeah, when you enroll, you have to find a club that you're interested in and contact that club leader to see how to sign up for that club or contact the Mojave County Extension Office. And our club currently has two projects, which is dog and horse. And for dog, you can contact Christina Cortese. Her phone number is 928-514-6216. And for horse, you can contact Christina or Catherine. Catherine's phone number is 928-715-3260. And there is also a $20 fee for all members enrolling into a project.
Okay, very good. You're a wealth of information. Like I said, she's got a whole page here of notes. And that's good. That's impressive. So you've given everybody all the information. And I'm proud of both of you that you went up there from Bullhead City and shared in all this. And it's exciting.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So you could take a day off from school and come and brag about it. Yeah, that's good. Well, of course, no school on Fridays, huh?
No.
Yeah. So, all right, ladies. Thank you so much. I'm glad you could come in.
Thank you.
You bet. That's just about going to wrap it for us today. We got about a minute left, and then we're out of time. Thanks to Jen Miles, the mayor of Kingman, for coming in or calling in and talking everything about Kingman and all about Andy Devine Days and the rodeo. You guys going to the rodeo tomorrow in Kingman?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, we won't. Okay. I thought maybe you'd go to the rodeo because they got horses and dogs and stuff, clowns and stuff, you know. That should be somewhere you should be tomorrow. Okay. Plan it for next year. All right. Everyone have a great weekend. I hope to see you tomorrow at the Oktoberfest. I'll be there, like I said, from 6 o'clock in the morning until almost 11 o'clock at night when we shut everything down. So everyone have a great day. Don't forget Sean Hannity after the news and the weather, and I will see you Monday.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.